On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about the movies they never get tired of watching, including this one from the writer-director of Blue Valentine.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
My name is Derek Cianfrance, a filmmaker. A movie I could watch a million times is Goodfellas, directed by Martin Scorsese, written by Nicholas Pileggi, starring Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Lorraine Bracco, and Paul Sorvino.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
I saw Goodfellas on when it opened in September of 1990. I was 16 years old. I saw it in the movie theater. I was absolutely floored by it. It felt like the best movie I'd ever seen. It had the best performances.
You're funny. I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
It had the best use of music and period music, you know, no real score. I mean, Scorsese used the Layla piano, you know, outro, you know, for like kind of the recurring theme in the film. It was just a perfect movie, and I returned to see it about 30 times in the theater that year.
Always dreamed the boy I love would come along.
You know, flash forward, like March 1991, the Academy Awards, I couldn't believe that Dances with Wolves was winning the best picture over Goodfellas. I mean, to this day, does anyone really think that Dances with Wolves is a better movie than Goodfellas? I certainly don't.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
This is the story of, you know, this guy's life, Henry Hill, who kind of became this mobster.
To me, it meant being somebody in a neighborhood that was full of nobodies. They weren't like anybody else. I mean, they did whatever they wanted. They double parked in front of a hydrant and nobody ever gave them a ticket. In the summer when they played cards all night, nobody ever called the cops.
You know, with such an amazing central performance from Ray Liotta.
For a second, I thought I was dead. But when I heard all the noise, I knew they were cops. Only cops talk that way.
One of my favorite moments is the slow motion moment where Robert De Niro is just sitting at the edge of a bar and Scorsese plays Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. It's a silent moment with a character and the soundtrack speaking for him.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes.
There's not a false note in the film. You know, as a filmmaker, as a film lover, it's a film to aspire to make. And I'm just so thankful that Scorsese made it and it's out there in the world. And, you know, it's like a friend of mine.
You know, we always called each other good fellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're gonna like this guy, he's all right. He's a good fella, he's one of us. You understand?
I can watch it and feel like I'm visiting an old pal.
That's writer-director Derek Cianfrance talking about the movie he could watch a million times, Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. Cianfrance's new film, The Place Beyond the Pines, is currently in theaters.